Thank you.
I cannot. I hear almost nothing. No. I cannot. The sound is wrong. I'll go downstairs.
با هم مشورت کردند تا راهی بیابند که عیسی را به هنگام بحث بدان بیاندازند و مدرکی از سخنانش علیه او به دست آورند و دستگیرش کنند. پس تصمیم گرفتند چند نفر از پیروان خود را با عده‌ای از هواداران هیرودیس پادشاه که نزد عیسی بفرستند و این سؤال را از او بکنند: استاد، میدانید که شما دست درست کارید و
about that the Pharisees tempted Jesus about the question whether it's good to pay tax to the emperor, to Caesar. Everybody had to pay something, and Jesus said, "Show me the coin." And what you see there, the image of the emperor, and they say, "What are you mocking?" What are you mourning? For the image of the emperor is upon the coin, so it belongs already to the to the emperor. A very clear answer. He shows that they are hypocrite, that they try to catch him. When Jesus answers the leaders of the Jews in some way, there is always a kernel of a double kernel in it. For he's saying, give to the emperor what belongs to the emperor, and give to God what belongs to God. Actually, he is saying, you are created according to the image of God. The image of God is upon you. So you had to pay more attention to give yourself to God. For that is the right of God. You belong to God. And that is his longing. And all like we are here, we are created according to the image of God. We belong to God. We are his property. His longing that we commit our life to him, that we give him what owns to him. He owns us. This is actually my sermon in short. In Genesis 1, verse 1 is written, in the beginning, in verse 26, he is saying, then God said, let us make man in our image, in our likeness, and let him rule over the fish of the sea and the birds of the air, over the livestock, over all the earth, and over all the creatures that move along the ground. So God created man in his own image, in the image of God he created him. Male and female he created them. So he put it, he put something of himself in the man, something recognizable. But also the man was the represent of himself on earth. But we know that image was only a short time, for sin came in. And in Genesis 5, verse 1, we read, this is a written account of Adam's line. When God created man, he made him in the likeness of God. He created the male and female and blessed them. And when they were created, he called them men. When Adam had lived 130 years, he had a son in his own likeness, in his own image, and he named him Seth. When Seth was born, he was not any longer the image of God, but Seth got the image of Adam, of another person. And all the people who were born later were covered. Because sin was ruling over everything. In the whole Old Testament, God was busy to bring back the people, to make them pure again. And at the end of the Old Testament, God still said, there's nobody who is doing good. Even the Ecclesiastics, it is written that even the people who is righteous is not without sin. And that was the reason that God was going to do something new. In the New Testament we read about the coming of the new man, about the coming of the Lord Jesus. He came as a man, like we are men. Like we, with exception of the sin. He was the image of the invisible God. In him we see something of the glory of God. John said it, when we watch him, we see his glory. Glory as a only born of the Father, full of truth and mercy. He was the pure image of God. And he showed who God was. John 14, Philip is saying, show us the Father, it's enough for us. But Jesus said, wait a moment, you have seen me, and the one who has seen me has seen the Father. For the Father and me are one. He was the perfect image of God. And when God is watching him, when God is seeing somebody in this world who is perfect in doing what he wants to see, then it is the consequence of that he said, this is my son, my only born son. Listen to him. He says, like he was, I want to have more. When we read Romans 8, Romans 8, 28 and 29, there's written, and we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. For those God foreknew, he also predestinated to be conformed to the likeness of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brothers. Like he is, I want to have more of them. I want to have a company of people who are like him, like Jesus. We can identify us with Jesus. He is described in the Bible, actually, in the whole New Testament. And Jesus wants us to be like him. God wants us to be like his son. He said, for a disciple, it's enough that he will become like his Lord, and for a slave, like his master. It's the longing of God that we will be like Jesus. But before that moment, man had to come to the deepest point. And that was the cross of Calvary. There was the confrontation between the perfect man, showing the pure image, and at the other side, the sinful man, stained with sin and debt. And in that image is nothing attractable for God. But Jesus showed in every respect the image of God. And he gave his life for the fallen man. The one who was without sin became sin for us. Not only he paid the price for my sin and debt, but he put it upon himself. So he did it himself. He became sin so that we should be free. So that Jesus can say, you didn't do it, I did it. He carried the punishment at the cross. And in this way, we were free. That's the reason that God never will think of our sins, for he never did it. Jesus carried it all. So it was a complete transformation, for all our sin was put upon him. In this way, he had accepted it, and he had to go into the death. And by the death of the Lord Jesus, we were delivered from the burden of the sin. Everything what was between God and us, everything, but we are not able to show the image of God in this world, and God, and to give God what belongs to Him. So, God is not making another person of you from a sinner. He makes another person. No, He makes new men. And why these people are able to show the image of God, that's because of the Holy Spirit that He has given us. He leads us. He stimulates us to be like Him. That we say we want to be like Him, for we are a new person. And now we can show who He is in ourselves, in our life. We can show how God is, for we are according His image. One time the Lord Jesus will come back. Then we will have a body like He. Then everything will be perfect. In 1 Corinthians 15, Paul is writing about it. Verse 47, Paul is speaking about the first and the second man. The first man was of the dust of the earth. The second man from heaven. As was the earthly man, so are those who are of the earth. These are we. And as the man from heaven, so also are those who are of heaven. And just as we have borne the likeness of the earthly man, so shall we bear the likeness of the man from heaven. Once we will bear the likeness of the man from heaven. We will be like Jesus, like He was. And this is the moment where we live towards. Now, still now, we have to do with the world like it is now. We have to do with the temptations of the devil, everything that occupies us every day. God is longing that we will become like Jesus was, like His Son. What is God seeing when He watches us? God is my Father, who loves me in a way it is indescribable. God doesn't push His longing. He is watching the things that are good in us. He likes our growing. He doesn't consider only the moments that I fall or felt, but He wants to help. He wants to convince us about His fatherly love. And at the other hand, He is longing that we are His sons, His perfect sons. But to be like Jesus, then we have to know who He is. At one hand, God gave His Spirit to lead us, to teach us. At the other hand, we have to know who is Jesus. It's difficult to be like Jesus when we don't know Him. I'm afraid that many people, that many Christians say, who is Jesus for you? Yes, he died for our sin, people will say. But in that respect, we cannot be like Jesus, for he died for us. But he is the only son of the Father. He is king. But what is the meaning of that? What is the meaning of that he is the high priest in heaven? That he is the good shepherd? What does all these things mean? When we have Holy Supper together, think of me, Jesus said. When we have supper together, what I'm thinking of, the more we know him, the more close we'll be to him. The more we will have the longing to become like he, to be like he. Another question. We wondered how God is watching us and what does he see then? My question to you this morning is how we watch each other. And what do we see in each other? What do you see watching the one aside of you? What do I see in Carmen or Roel, Dirk Jan? What do I see? When I watch with my natural eyes, I see the same as what everybody is seeing, the outside. But for God, the outside is not so important. God says you have to learn to watch with the eyes of your heart. Then you don't see the mistakes of the other one, but you see what is good in him. You don't see only when he is falling, but you see when he is getting upright. Then you discover something of the Lord Jesus in the other one. And in somebody this can be much, and in another one it can be less. But when we bear himself in his image in us, then it will be visible in the one, in one person. We see the understandable love of Jesus. Or in another, the commitment to God. In another one, his patience or the wisdom from heaven. In another again, patience, all the properties of the Holy Spirit that I will discover in the other one. I will see who that person is, not only what he is doing. And when we watch each other in this way, when we exercise in that, in watching each other with the eyes of our heart, then we will discover things and stimulate each other and help each other and grow together. And what is more important, we will give grace to God. And we thank him for the other one, for who the other one is, how he is growing. We thank so seldom for each other. But when we learn to watch each other with the eyes of our heart, to recognize the image of Jesus in the other one, to stimulate each other in that, to thank God for that, then we give to God what belongs to God. Amen. Shall we pray? Please, will you stand? Lord our God, our Father, how great, how wonderful you are. How great is your mind. How great is your love for us. How you chose in the beginning of the creation to put your image in the man. And you watched how we were bearing that image of you. And we know ourselves. You like it when we are focused upon the things that are going good, are going well, and that we grow in that. We pray, our Father, help us, please, to be more conscious of that. Help us to watch each other with your eyes, with the eyes of our heart, to discover things we never saw before. That we learn to live with other people in a new way. Thank you for your Holy Spirit, that you gave us everything that we need. Learn us to be like Jesus. Help us to learn every day again who he is and to become like he. That we give you what owns to you. Amen.